Please find a comfortable posture. Make sure your back is straight, chin up. Look at your body objectively. Your body is observed. How do you feel right now in your body and in your mind? How was your day? Just have a little reflection about all day, what you did, how you felt, what are the good things happen, what are the difficulties you experience. What did you learn? If you manage your day mindfully and lovingly, be grateful to that experience. Think to yourself, I'm grateful I did so well. If you see any difficult areas in your life today, don't feel bad about it, but you are aware about it. Then you can make determination. I'm going to try it again, make my life better and meaningful experience. Think to yourself, lose my opportunities, always their presence. Now you can repeat to yourself, I am well, I am happy, I am peaceful. Now maybe for a while you practice self-love. But now most important thing is how you are going to maintain that thought, that awareness in your mind. Just more than repeating it. Make sure my awareness about self-love is getting better, or just repeating the words. Now think about your family. Is it possible for you to send your loving thoughts towards your family? May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Think of them individually by names. My parents, grandparents, brothers and sisters, Whoever I call my family, please send your loving thoughts towards them. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. We all have difficult family members. How do you feel of them right now? They did lots of harmful things to you. Maybe you did the same. How do you feel? How do you see in this moment as a person who is trying to practice loving kindness and mindfulness? How do you looking at them as difficult family members? Is it possible for you to forgive them, change your perspective about the situation? What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is completely letting go without reservations. You can forgive, but no need to forget. We all are human beings, perfectly imperfect. Therefore, let go. Send your loving thoughts towards them. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. While you are sitting here at the temple and practicing meditation right now, but there are lots of problems, pain and suffering in the world. Some people are dying without food, without medicine, without water. Children are dying in wars. Look at your life. You are safe here, you are comfortable, you have basic needs. Be grateful for your life. Then send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. Every breath you take in, you take out, is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. Mind wanders, which is so beautiful. That is the nature of the mind. Don't think when your mind is wandering, something wrong with my mind. Controlling your mind is not meditation. Understanding and managing your mind is the meditation. Let your mind to be where he or she wants to be. But our job is paying attention to it, not controlling. No need to repress your thoughts. No need to control your thoughts. Let them come. Let them be. Or let them go. You can be a silent observer, observing what is coming and what is going. Observe your mind. Observe your body. Your body is relaxed. Your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Make a strong determination to practice meditation every day, regularly, with diligence and patience. Understand how important this meditation practice. Keep yourself well, happy, peaceful and balanced. Now you can bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish for yourself, your inner journey, your life. Or you can send your prayers. Somebody need blessings. This is a good time to do so. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, happy to see you all this evening. Anger is a big word every day we use and we are dealing with. So I have a question for you. We all have experiences being angry. How about anger look like when you get angry? How you feel in your body and mind when we are angry? First we can talk about that. What is the reaction you feel? Tense. Okay. Right breath, tense. Then what else? Yeah, get warm. Yeah. So that means we all have that experience. Do you like anger?
No, I feel embarrassed.
Yeah, okay, feel embarrassed. Why I ask that question? Some people like anger.
Yeah, sometimes I'm addicted to it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I seen that. You know, one day I was talking about it. Then somebody said, there was a man, he said, I love my anger. Then I said, what? Why you like your anger? Then he said, that's the only way I can control my wife. Now think about why he appreciates his anger. He thinks he can control his wife. That's what he said. Then I explained to him, that means that the only option you know. Do you think is there better options to control, not controlling people, to live with people, managing situation without being angry? There are so many ways we can do it. So, why people get angry? What are the causes? Your ego, that's a deep cause. Yes, that's a...
Lack of control.
That's a big one, right? So we want to control. Control what? Everything. When we say everything, including yourself, right? including yourself. So, we want to control everything and everybody way we want. Now think about some days. Now is winter is over, the summer is over. Now some steamy days, hot days, lots of humid. Sometimes you have seen people get angry with the weather. Always they find something to be angry. And also people get angry with things are not going where you want. That's why people get angry. So do you think you can control and manage everything where you want? I don't think so. Sometimes I want to manage or control where I want my own life. Sometimes it is very challenging, right? We all experience it. Very challenging to control where you want yourself. If you really know that, how you are going to control other people? If you cannot manage yourself or control yourself, how you are going to do it other people? So, one story came to my mind, the nature of anger. So there was a samurai warrior. He's famous, well known. Then he was thinking, I want to know what is the nature, what is the nature of hell and what is the nature of heaven. I don't know how to define it to myself. Therefore, there was a famous monk, very popular. Everybody goes to him to learn. Then this samurai warrior in Japan, he was thinking, I am going to meet this monk and he's a great teacher. I'm going to ask him, where is the hell? Where is the heaven? So he went to the temple and bowed to the monk and asked, could you please teach me where is the hell? Where is the heaven? This monk is usually so kind and compassionate, very thoughtful. He was just looking at this person and said, who are you? Why I have to teach you heaven and hell? You go to hell. Then he is totally ignorant about this man. Then this samurai said, Master, I came long way to see you. I want to know what is the hell, what is the heaven. Then this the monk said, you are so stupid. Why should I have to teach you heaven and hell? Go and figure it out. Don't waste my time. He is so annoying to this man, he doesn't care about this man. Now what is happening? Samurai's body get heat. Then he said, hey monk, do you know who I am? Then this monk said, I don't care who you are. Then he said, I'm a famous samurai warrior. You know my power, right? Then he said, I don't care about even your power. Then monk is doing so well himself. Now but samurai warrior keep asking, you have to teach me. Otherwise you know what I have. You can see my sword. I can beheaded you within a second. Therefore you have to teach me. Where is the hell? Where is the heaven? Then that monk said, what can you do with that rustic sword? Even you cannot cut an apple using that, sword. I don't care about your sword. Get out. I don't have time for you. Then now samurai warrior getting angry and angry. Monk is so annoying to him. In the last moment, samurai warrior grabbed his sword, jumped into the monk and said, I am going to kill you. Then monk said, stop. That is hell. Did you get it? The monk said, look at now, that is hell. Then samurai warrior, he's smart guy, he got it. Now he learned about hell. Then now he has lots of guilt, how he act. Then he kneeled down in front of the monk, throw away his sword and bow to the monk and apologize. I'm so foolish. I have lots of ignorance. Please apologize to me. Then monk said, look, that is heaven. Make sense? So when you experience anger in your life, what do you experience? You experience hell. When you are practicing loving kindness, compassion, acceptance, those wonderful qualities, what do you experience? You experience heaven. So therefore, don't look for hell and heaven somewhere else. Maybe somewhere else, I don't know, I never been there yet. One day I will go to heaven or hell. If I go there, I will tell you. But everyday life, every action, every reaction I have in my life, I experience heaven or hell. So therefore, your responsibility to make the decision, I am going to be in the hell, I am going to be in the heaven. So that means heaven and hell right now, right here within you. So, most of people know I became a monk age 11. Now 45 years being a monk. All my life I was monking around. Lots of years. Even today I was thinking, oh my God, all my life I was a monk. Most of my life. But do you think it was so wonderful, peaceful experience always? No. I was in a hell so many times. When I was married, wrote a book about me and my wish, you can say in the gift store, about my life story, she knows really well about it. Because all my life story, she knows, she traveled to Sri Lanka, interviewed my family. And because I have long years of negative things I used to do, not really bad or really harming to people, but I had lots of issues as a growing young man. I used to be an angry little monk. So I'm not proud to say it. I used to be an angry little monk, but I don't feel guilt about it. Because of that experience, who I am right now, how I came to this cushion sitting in front of you and talking about anger, because of that experience, because I was in the hell so many years. Then when I was in the hell with anger people using different words for that, oh, I'm not angry, but I'm disappointed. Who cares? That's anger too. I'm not angry. I don't like it. That's another anger. That's a subtle way. And there are so many other words you can use for anger. What are the other words other than anger we can use for anger? Frustration. Disappointment, dislike, what else? Disgusted, annoying, right? All those things, part of anger. So that means anger serves us big areas in our life. Therefore, our job to taking care of our anger. So when you have anger, we lose all the good stuff. Number one, we lose the good connection. Good people, we lose good people. When I was angry little monk, I get lots of punishments. And same time, I lost lots of good people in my life because they don't want to associate with me. They don't know anytime I'm like a bomb, anytime I'm going to blast. So therefore, always they stay away. So even I'm not getting angry anymore, but my teacher, my master who ordained me, he has a long history with me. Right? Poor guy. And so, even now, when I go to, now I'm an adult, now so many young monks at the temple after me, I'm the first student of the temple, now more than 200 after me. So when we have a big meeting with all the monks, you know, certain discussions are happening. So then sometimes certain things, whether like or not, things are happening. Then always my teacher reminding other people, be careful with him. Because he has that old wounded mind, don't make a mess with him. You know, my nature, I will say it. Not anymore, don't worry about it, okay? Now people call me being angry little monk. Now people call me Bhante Sujata, the loving kindness monk. It's a big transformation. I don't know who made that name. So somebody has to say me, angry little monk. But people start to call me loving kindness monk. So why is that? People experience, instead of anger, more love, more compassion, more acceptance. That means you can do it too. Therefore, even you are getting angry or mad, sometime, based on that experience, don't decide I'm a bad person. You are not a bad person at all. You have a bad moment in your life. If you have bad moments in your life, it doesn't mean whole your life you are bad. That is the biggest problem I can see in the Western culture. After you do something, go negative direction, always your mind get conditioned. Sometimes it is so religious. Religiously they are conditioned. You go to hell, you lose the heaven. So, you know, you have cultural background. What is called the regret about it. Right, Mary? So very negative about it. But in the Buddhist way of life, we say, if you did something wrong, or being angry or something like that, something negative happened, it doesn't mean you are bad forever. Then Buddha said, if somebody did something wrong, don't label that person, this man or woman is bad forever, they are not. So this is what, you know, the Buddha's teaching is going. Always Buddha said, criticize the action, not the person. How powerful that statement? Criticize the action, not the person. Okay, so you can say, Bhante, what you did is so bad, it's so wrong. But you are a good person. How about that if you say that? Whatever action you did, we are not appreciating that. It doesn't mean I don't have opportunities again. So therefore, criticize your action, your negative action, not the personality. So that means you always have that beautiful opportunity to become a Buddha, become a good person. Therefore, don't underestimate you. Don't overestimate you. So any thoughts, any questions about anger?
I have a thought, I don't think that feeling anger, I think that's just a human condition that's going to arise.
Yeah. Anger, exactly.
Right? Like,
yeah.
It's not like it won't occur.
Right.
It's just
that
we learn different ways to
deal with it.
Yeah. Because sometimes I think anger is empowering.
Right, exactly. So therefore don't label it anger good or bad. Does the consequences happen? This is how I feel right now. But it doesn't mean you have to continue with that feeling rest of your life. So people are carrying. I know one person carrying this anger more than 30 years. Now think about 30 years carrying this anger. That whole family used to come to the temple. So one day I was talking about the loving kindness. This woman said, I hate loving kindness. Then I said, what? Why you hate loving kindness? We were in the basement that time. Then he said, I can practice loving kindness all the time, not for me, but for other people. I said, if you don't know how to practice loving kindness for yourself, how you are going to do it for other people? She said, I can do it. I am coming to this church last 17 years. That time it was a church. So I am helping people, homeless. See, remember we had the homeless shelter here? So I am the one helping homeless people. Therefore, I don't think about myself. I don't want to think about myself. That means I'm selfish. I'm so concerned about other people. Then I said, I don't believe it. Now we are in a kind of argument. I don't believe it. I said, if you don't know how to love yourself, you cannot love other people. So now she's agreeing what she's doing. I'm disagreeing what she said. Then I said, now think about, you want to give me a gift. Now you can think, Christmas is coming. You want to bring me a gift. Now Mary, you are thinking, Bhante, I'm going to give you a gift for the Christmas. You wrap it nice, paper and bring it to me. Oh, Bhante, this is a gift. When you are giving gift, you are so excited. So usually your culture, when you receive a gift, what you have to do? Open, looking at it, talk about it, be excited, jump up and down. Oh my God, I never received such a gift in my whole life. This is the best gift I ever received in my whole life. Maybe it is not true sometimes, but people act like that. But our culture is totally opposite. You have seen it going to Sri Lanka. When somebody gives you a gift to our culture, they are so quiet about it. They don't talk about it. They don't even open it in front of the person who is giver. Is so disrespectful, open it in front of the person. After person give the gift, they go. Then later when we have time, we open it. Then we're looking at, oh, nice gift. Then we are calling that person or, send a text message or something like that. Thank you. When people go to Sri Lanka, they are visiting my mom. They go to my mother's house. Always people bring things to my mother. Giving to my mother. My mother is looking at them and just smiles. She doesn't say even a word. She can say thank you, but she doesn't, because that's not her culture. So then now I ask her, after you give me a gift, if I don't say thank you to you, how do you feel? How do you feel if I don't say thank you to you? Steve, now think about it. You are giving me a gift.
Be upset.
Yeah. Right? Then I ask her, how do you feel? Then right away she said, you are a terrible Buddhist monk. Why? I don't know how to say thank you. I said, thank you. I know how to handle that. So then I ask her, given this gift, did you practice loving kindness this monk? Then she says, yes, that's why I spend my money. I said, no. Then right away I put the bomb. Then I said, according to your gift, you are the most selfish person in the world. I said that. Oh my God, right out I say that, she doesn't like it. She get up and yelled at me, grabbed her purse and stormed out. I never come to this place again. What can I do? I know what I did. Then people said, Bhante, what are you going to do now? I said, forget about it. Let me to handle it. So then everybody left. Then that evening, I get a long email from this woman. I don't like you. You hurt my feeling. I never come to the temple again. How come you say in front of people I'm the most selfish person in the world? Then I send a nice text, email to her. My dear friend, I apologize if my intention is not to hurt your mind, but I want to tell you the truth. That's what I did. I'm very sorry for that, but still, I'm in the same statement, you are selfish. Then she sent me another email. No, I'm not selfish, you are so annoying, really get into the fight with me. Then I sent her another kind email. Then she sent another mean one. Another kind one, another mean one. After a few emails back and forth, now I felt, now she is pushing my buttons. Make sense? Practicing loving kindness does not mean practicing foolishness. Then I said, if you want to write, please write. But I'm not going to respond to you. Now she keeps sending me the email, I'm keep deleting it. Now a few months later, I got an email from her. I'm not reading her email. Subject line says, please be kind, please read. Then I open that email after a few months later, I'm reading, going down, I got tears. This is the story. She was so mad, so angry, I call she was wounded. Her mind is wounded. Then she was writing this email 12:30 at night, her 40th birthday, somewhere very close by. And Bhante, when I was 10 years old, I used to live in Los Angeles with my mother. My mother is a single woman, drug addict, alcoholic. Physically, emotionally, she abused me. That's how I was raised. That's why I'm so angry and mad. So when you are talking about the self-love, I get it. But I don't want to accept it. Why? If I become a good person, I cannot hate my mother. Now, so I want to tell you, I didn't see my mother last 30 years almost. No, not 30 years, many years I didn't see. Because right after we moved to Illinois, what I did, I escaped from the house. From 19 to now, 40, I am living by myself. I never seen my mother during that time. But I have an idea where she is living. So, today my 40th birthday night, finally I realize how many years I was carrying this anger and hatred. Rest of my life, I don't want to do that. It's too much for me. Therefore, I am ready to give up. I am ready to surrender. I love that word. So the best thing she said in the end of that email, if my mother knows better, she never do this. Did you get it? If my mother knows better, she never do this. Sometimes people say, oh, he knows what he's doing. No, knowing something and ignorance is big difference. So she had ignorance mind. So finally, she said, I got it. Thank you so much, Bhante. I will continue my practice. Thank you so much for the gift. Finally, I realized. Then I sent a nice email. You got it. I'm so happy for you. But I didn't ask her to come back. That's not my job. This is open to public. So a few months later, I was in the kitchen. We have handicap access. Somebody at the door and knocking the door. I hold the door. And then I saw elderly woman using a walker, shaking hand, walk into the kitchen and come to the meditation. I never seen her before. So then I was look outside. Then I recognize a person coming from a car. I recognize that person. That is that lady. Can you believe she go and reunited with the mother? Took mother to the temple. Mother practiced here at the temple 3 years. I call her grandma. She called me 3 times per day to make sure what I'm eating. She loves me so much. She learned how to chant with me. She's a great chanter. So finally, one day she came to me and said, Bhante, I don't have that many years to live. You know I'm a very old lady now. But when I'm dying one day, I need your presence in front of me. I said, Grandma, don't worry about it. I will help you. I promise. So she was dying in a nursing home. Nearby, you know, I went there her last day. I was chanting because I promised to her, I'm going to chant. I was chanting. She cannot respond at all. Almost dead. I was chanting and chanting like almost 30 minutes. Her favorite chant. Then I opened my eyes looking at her. Then I can see from here all the tears going down. What did that mean? She can hear. That's the last thing we lose when we die. Our hearing, she can hear. The moment I finish my chanting, she passed away. Now think about it. If this girl, this lady, didn't realize about her anger issue, what will happen? That two beautiful women, mother and daughter, will die with anger and hatred. So now think about, you know, I saved their lives. Actually, they saved themselves. But I become a, what is called? I become a bridge for them to open their difficulties. It makes sense? So therefore, if you are carrying any hatred, anger, disappointment, whatever, looking at them right now, is it beneficial to me? Oh, let it go. So I figure it out, finally. That's why I can talk about it now. Now, still I'm tough. Still, I'm not angry, but I'm very direct. I'm telling the truth. So I have that personality, but very rarely I get angry. Actually, almost nothing. How beautiful that? So that means you can do that too. That means what I'm suggesting you, you all can be a Buddha. Beautiful human being, because Buddha is a human being. So therefore, please think about that. Give all the possibilities to you. I'm not dead. I have all the options, all the possibilities. I'm going to take care of myself. Why? Life is short and precious. We don't know whether we have tomorrow or not. So therefore, be aware about it. Okay? I hope everybody learned something beautiful this evening. So therefore, be a good person and go and serve the world. That's your job while you are taking care of yourself. That's what I'm doing. You know, this morning I woke up 5 in the morning. Then I was driving to early morning in the Yorkville for the school program. Today I'm kind of a little tired going back and forth. And so then I realize even I'm tired and a little exhausted, end of the day, now within next few hours I go to bed, I don't have any regrets in my mind. How beautiful that. Every night when I go to sleep, I'm thinking, how wonderful day. I had all the opportunities to serve, to taking care of myself and help the world. That's the best thing you can ever have in your life. So therefore, what Buddha said, don't lose your opportunities. Don't lose your moment. More than the opportunities, don't lose your moment. We always focus on the day, weeks and years, but Buddha was talking about the moment. This makes sense? So be aware about that. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. Anybody new today? New people? Okay, please introduce yourself, starting.
My name is Ramona.
Okay, Ramona, thank you so much for coming to the Blue Lotus. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. Welcome to Blue Lotus.
I'm Jacob.
Okay, welcome to Blue Lotus.
Hi, my name is
Jasper. Okay, welcome to Blue Lotus.
My name is Jamie.
Hi, welcome to Blue Lotus. Anybody new? Okay, how wonderful. How did you know us? How did you get to know us? Okay, okay, good, good. So anyway, temple is open to public. Anytime you can come to meditate. If you have any question, I'm here. You know, if you want to meet me privately, sit down and talk about your practice. And always, even I'm a very busy person, I can make time for you. Okay, so therefore, feel connected to this place. This is your sanctuary to find peace. Okay? So thank you so much for coming. Thank you. Please stand up.